All right, Jordan Smith, they say you always remember your first 450 event. I got to be honest, dude. Every time I looked up, you were on the ground.
Yeah.
So, are we all right, or how are we feeling?
Yeah, I'm all right. Okay. Most of them were pretty slow crashes. Yeah. I wasn't going that fast anyway. So, it was just, the track was pretty gnarly, and I don't have a whole lot of time on the bike. I'm not super comfortable on the bike, and, our practice tracks, I feel pretty comfortable. And
well, this was a replica of your track.
It was, okay. But there's about two ruts on our practice track, and there was ruts everywhere. Yeah. Like, all those on-offs and stuff were just really, really gnarly. And, it was just gnarly. So, it takes some time to get used to it. And, obviously, that was pretty embarrassing, the main event was. I had a good day going up until then, pretty happy with everything up until the main event.
I thought heat race was good. Heat race was good?
Yeah, race was solid. Practice was solid. Felt really good in practice. Making some mistakes a little bit, the hardest thing is the 450 power is a lot more than 250. So say you have a double triple in a rhythm section and you over jump the double a little bit on a 250, you just hold it wide open and you make the triple that you were pushing through. Yeah. On a 450, you hold it wide open, you still almost quad the next jump, So it's then the quad that we were doing, I was afraid to land in the berm on it and then I come up short on it, you know? And so, it's just learning. It's going to be a learning curve. These guys are going really, really fast. I was actually really surprised with my speed in practice and stuff. I was kind of right there with them. And, in the first practice, I was in front of Eli and Coop, and qualifying isn't necessarily my strong suit typically. So, I feel really good and it's going to be good. It's just I got to be smart getting it to that point.
Yeah, if you're not smart or you get frustrated and you get hurt, you're just setting yourself back again. So, you almost got to take the beating but stay on the track?
Yeah, for sure. And, that's what we're talking about, right?
I don't mean beating, crashing.
I mean, got to be okay with – I was in 15th, four times tonight. I got to be okay with that right now.
Thank you for fantasy. I was not stoked.
Yeah, not good. Not good. But it's it's one of those things where, even at the races, everything's so much different than at practice. On our practice track, our whoops get pretty gnarly. Obviously, nothing compared to this. You couldn't ride this every day and stay healthy, you know? But they get pretty gnarly. But, I go so fast in them in practice, that whenever you get to the race and you have to slow down, I feel like I'm going so slow in them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was, still P1 in them in the practice, you know? I was P1, but then...
You're how is that possible?
Yeah, but then you get to the main event and, no one skimmed them. Yeah. I was the only one skimming them, is what they said. I don't know. I haven't watched your back.
Tomac's jumping them, yeah.
Yeah, so, they're really gnarly, and it's, I'm not very good at jumping them. I have been good at times in my career. I just, this week, I'm not going to skim whoops. I'm going to go jump them every day. I don't care. I'll figure it out. That's just what I'm going to have to do is work on it. Muscle memory, build that muscle memory and figure out how to do it.
How's the body? How's the big surgery for you? And we know. So how's that feeling?
Yeah, my shoulder's really good. 100%. It's, it's still a bit early with it. Definitely, on the early side of being able to come back, but, it feels 100%. It's really strong. It's good. Getting old, back's blown out, all that stuff. I literally have 6 days on Supercross, and so it's tough to get the body, and I only rode maybe 4 or 5 days on outdoors before Supercross. So it's I really don't have that much time. It's hard to get the muscles and stuff back strong enough for these super hard landings and stuff. So just some back pain and stuff and kind of stuff but I've always kind of had some back pain. I had some back pain in 2021 coming back from my shoulder surgery too. Right. I think it's just compensating.
Got to wear it.
Yeah.
Look, you're a veteran guy and you're friends with everybody, but was it at all for you cool to be in a 450 class? Was that at all neat? I don't know. I don't know if you're already over it, but.
No, it was really cool. Okay.
To look around and be
For sure. Well, I think I got to get out of that mindset too of not that I'm oh my gosh, I'm beside Eli Tomac, right? Yeah. But it's I'm coming in the middle of the season and I don't want to I almost had the mindset to say of I don't want to get in their way, And that's not the mindset that I need to have. Yeah. I need to go out there and ride my race and just do what I do. Eli and Ken were freaking battling for race wins before I turned pro. And I've been pro for quite a while. It's unbelievable that they're still racing at the level they are.
Sure.
So definitely cool to be out there with those guys.
Cool. Thanks, Jordan.
Yep, thank you.